homo and transgender phobia. Recently on the news in North Carolina, this one always cracks me up. The transgender phobic people using the bathroom. Now, I don't know if it's dirty-minded people or people actually think that if you have a person of the opposite gender in the bathroom that they're going to be looking at you peeing or pooping. I don't know who would get turned on by that. Yeah, there are some when you go on the internet and you see all these sites that have people, you know, watching people peeing. But they think everybody wants to see them. And half the time I think to myself, every time I hear them, you have a fetish of watching people pee? I mean, why would you want to go into the bathroom and watch that? That's how these people apparently think. A guy who is guy on top and girl on bottom peeing, you know, does that turn you on? Or a woman that is woman on top and guy on bottom doing that? They're like, ooh, I mean, you know, you're in the ladies' room and I see a penis in there. What, does it turn you on? How about I take a picture of it and show it to you online so that way you can have a memento? Maybe I'll even autograph it for you for 10 bucks. Come on, people. The whole thing's just messed up. It seems like society has more sex on the mind today than they did about 25 years ago. It wasn't that big then. And now you people are throwing it in the face. You know, the truth of the matter is sex is not in people's faces. It's just that everybody got more dirty-minded. I mean, yeah, you see a guy in there with like 4 or 5 inches, you know, it turns you on. There's something seriously wrong with you ladies. You don't get enough at home. And now you got all these people over there making a big deal out of nudity. Nudity has been around since the beginning of time. I mean, come on. You look at these statues like Michelangelo's David or the Thinker. They were nude and nobody made a big deal out of that until just now. Man. And then on top of that, you got all these prudes out there, you know, seeing like learning things like, oh no, that is evil. Nothing is evil that you are born with or that you develop later in life. Come on. So some people are born in the wrong body. There was a story in 2008 that I remember blogging about. It was called Transgender Gives Birth. A man that was born a woman injected himself with a sperm from somebody, and he gave birth. He got so many death threats, it was unbelievable. Death threats for what? You know, you were born in the wrong body. A lot of people are born that way, or they're born with body parts of both genders. Come on. Nature makes mistakes. But, you know, science can fix that. What is going on that people are so messed up in their heads? It doesn't make sense. Because, you know what? I guarantee you, you're going to have one or two members of the family that are going to say, you know what? I was born a boy, but I became a girl, and vice versa. You know, you are who you are. I mean, that's the only way to put it. You are who you are. You know, whether you're born the gender you're supposed to be, or you're born the wrong gender, or you become a hermaphrodite. I mean, you know, it's just let it be, people. I mean, the phobia of both homophobia and transgenderphobia is almost going to make you the biggest laughingstock of all time. I know because I've seen a lot of comedians make jokes about it. A woman is in the bathroom and she sees a woman peeing. And she sees that she has a male genitalia. So, ew, what are you doing here? Ew, ew. Please. If they put that on video, you would become viral and a laughing stock. Come on. Just get over yourselves with that. You know, if people weren't such prudes and could actually, you know, see that these things happen. Just don't make a big deal out of it. What, you get turned on by watching that? Come on, people. You make me sick. End of story.